This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that a strong maritime capability is the deciding factor for a country's economic and strategic influence, and India is preparing for it. He said, a country with maritime capability is strong and has more economic and strategic influence.
भारत आज अपने पूरे मैरिटाइम इकोसिस्टम को सशक्त बना रहा है इसलिए आज भारत अपने बंदरगाहों का आधुनिकीकरण कर रहा है नई क्षमता तैयार कर रहा है नई कनेक्टिविटी बना रहा है नदी जलमार्गों का विस्तार कर रहा है मल्टी मॉडल लॉजिस्टिक नेटवर्क विकसित कर रहा है सागरमाला जैसे अभियान इसी व्यापक सोच का हिस्सा है
Prime Minister Modi made these remarks after commissioning three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agre, at Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Port in Kolkata yesterday. India will host the two-day BRICS National Security Advisors meeting in New Delhi beginning today. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will chair the meeting. A report.
During the meeting, the National Security Advisors and heads of delegation of BRICS member countries will exchange views on the theme, Non-Traditional Security Challenges Confronting the World Today. They will discuss the rapidly evolving nature of national security challenges as well as the role of new technologies in emerging security threats. The National Security Advisors and heads of delegation will also review the outcomes of the recently held BRICS Joint Working Groups on Counter-Terrorism and on Security in the Use of Information and Communication Technologies. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The National Testing Agency will commence the UGC NET June 2026 examination from today. The national level eligibility test will be conducted in computer-based test mode until 30th of this month in two shifts each day. The UGC NET exam is conducted for candidates aspiring to qualify for the Junior Research Fellowship, Assistant Professor positions and admission to PhD courses. Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal has said judicial institutions serve as the bridge that enables every stakeholder to develop a sense of trust, belonging and association with the larger pursuit of justice and collective good. Sharing his thoughts in an article, the minister highlighted the need for the creation of a robust justice ecosystem, one that not only ensures access to justice but also facilitates ease of living for every citizen. He said that services like Telelaw and Nyay Bandhu have made justice delivery accessible and affordable for the litigant. In West Bengal, anticipation is high as the BJP government prepares to present its first full-fledged budget today in the Assembly. For Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari, this marks the first major test of promises made during the election campaign, with the centre pledging massive financial support and the advantage of a double-engine government. Expectations are on financial aid for women, pensions for the elderly, farmer support, youth employment and new industrial investments. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that talks with Iran were making progress as senior delegations met in Switzerland to address Tehran's nuclear program and regional security issues. Vance also expressed optimism that negotiators could advance discussions further. Delegations from U.S. and Iran began closed-door talks at Bergenstock Resort overlooking Lake Lucerne. Speaking to reporters before the meeting, Vance said negotiations have already yielded encouraging results. The talks are focused primarily on Iran's nuclear program, though regional security issues, including efforts to maintain the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, are also expected to feature prominently. In Colombia, right-wing candidate Abelardo de Esperella have narrowly won Colombia's presidential election, defeating left-wing Senator Ivan Cepeda by a very small margin. In men's hockey, India defeated Netherlands 3-2 in their final FIH Pro League match in Rotterdam yesterday. Jugrat Singh, Abhishek and Rajinder Singh scored the goals, helping India register their second win of the leg against the Dutch side. The Netherlands started strongly and created early pressure, but India's defence settled quickly. And that is the end of this news bulletin.